Years later, he had no relations left to speak of, and he was forced to pick up the pieces of his family's tarnished reputation. The French spy, Michel, had killed his family, assuming the identity of his cousin, Lord Camden. He had even fired the entire household staff of Pratt Hall, his ancestral estate, to protect his ruse. His false predecessor had not even provided the staff with references, firing them through a solicitor, which made it nearly impossible for them to gain respectable employment again. Within the past month, Adrian had done his best to right Michelle's wrongs and hire back the household staff at Pratt Hall, located near Northumberland. After a thorough search, he was able to locate many of the former employees and rehire them at a substantial pay raise. Touring Pratt Hall was bittersweet, because the estate had fallen into great disrepair. The stone was crumbling, the rotted wood windows were partially boarded up, and the facade details were falling off. Inside the estate, all the furniture was covered with faded white sheets, and a musty odour dominated the rooms. Even in its current state, each room still held fond memories of his family. He could almost hear his cousin's faint laugh as he walked around the dust-filled home. The village near Pratt Hall had suffered tremendously with the loss of his familial connection. Many of the cottages that lay nestled at the bottom of the small valley had collapsed roofs. The storefronts of the shops were in desperate need of work, and the blacksmith's tools were inadequate to facilitate the repairs. Not only did Adrian supply funds to rebuild the village, but he also pulled up his sleeves and helped with the work. Between chopping wood, fixing thatched roofs, and restocking the apothecary's shop, he felt useful, and truth be told, he loved the physical component of rebuilding. But in the middle of his repairs, Lord Charles Beckett, England's chief spymaster, summoned him. So Adrian was currently travelling back to London. He could only dream of a new, dangerous assignment, since his days as a spy were gone. As an earl, he was not allowed to work for the crown anymore. Although Lord Beckett had been known to bend the rules, his niece, Lady Lansdowne, had been a notorious spy known as Shadow for many years. Tugging at his cravat, Adrian silently cursed his decision to ride in a stifling coach rather than ride his horse into London. Glancing at the empty bench opposite of him, he realised the thought of a wife did have some appeal. For starters, he wouldn't be so blasted lonely all the time. On the rare occasion when his loneliness threatened to consume him, he pushed down his emotions and hid behind a mask that he had perfected over the years. A spy never showed any weakness, for displaying even the tiniest weakness meant death. Which was why he had not given much consideration to marriage while undercover in France. Even though he portrayed a jovial French officer, he refused to court a woman just to give credence to his cover. No, a relationship would have been too complicated and would have distracted him from his duties as a spy. Although, at the age of 29, he was now an earl and was expected to marry. He needed an heir, or so he had been reminded, but the monotony of trying to find a good match seemed irksome. Knowing that his friends and fellow agents, Benedict and Jonathan, had marriages based on love, he intended to follow their example. However, he refused to be as sappy as they were around their wives. In their eyes, Eliza and Hannah could do no wrong, and his friends were constantly smiling like bloody fools. No, that would not be him. He would have a love match, but he would be in control of his emotions. First, he had to find the perfect young lady, and that might take years. An image of Lady Camden, or Kate,